Late nights.
Late nights.
Late nights
with Trav.
With Trav and Lowe's.
With Trav and Lowe's.
Late nights with Trav and Lowe's.
Welcome to another late night.
Late night.
Trav and
Lowe's.
We are underneath the beautiful lights of the cantina, and the crickets are with us.
It's so bromantic.
The ambient noise is there. These crickets are real. It is not an overdub.
Yeah. This is the authenticity of late nights with Trav and Lowe's.
Yes. Tonight I am hosting one more time, and Travis will be your proxy. He is the audience in your stead.
I'm going to ask insightful questions.
Okay.
I'm going to contradict the things I don't agree with.
Yep.
And I'm going to flame you on Twitter.
You do that. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking a time out of your day to listen to us. And thank you for going through your podcast and making us one of the podcasts you listen to.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Thanks for subscribing.
Thank you.
Wink.
So here we go. Don't look at my notes.
I'm not looking at your notes.
We're podcasting now. All right. So I want to talk about the loss of thought.
Loss of thought.
Loss of thought.
Okay. Loss of thought.
Most of us have problems or ideas that we want to solve or elaborate on. And one of the hardest parts of these problems and ideas is finding the time to think about them. Okay.
Okay. So is this like a lack of focus kind of thing?
This is a, you can think of it as a lack of focus, more of like a loss of thought.
More like of just what I said. Shut up.
Just what I said.
Okay.
For example, have you noticed that most of the time when you're taking a shower or a bath, you somehow come up with something brilliant or insightful?
Okay.
Something actionable.
Mm-hmm.
There are many things in our lives that require our attention. Some are important and some aren't. Either way, our time to think is lost and taken away from us.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So mm-hmm. What is unique about the shower or bath that allows us to think?
Well, it's the synthesis mode, right? You're not preoccupied with anything else other than things that you kind of have been doing for 30 years. So you can wash your butt by rote. You know, it's kind of habitual. I start right here and I work myself down, you know, I don't have to like think about the process, so I can let my mind wander. I used to work retail when I was young, and, I worked at PacSun. Do you know PacSun?
I know PacSun.
Okay, so I was, like, folding t-shirts and, like, boxing things, and I just got into the zone, right? I was just, like, folding this one, next one, fold, next one, put in the box, put the box away, and it's just, like, my mind was going everywhere. I'm thinking about the girl that I'm in love with. I'm thinking about, you know, my test, my homework. I'm thinking about my rock and roll band. I'm thinking about everything except for I was not at work at all. I was, like, on a different level mentally.
Yep.
And so tying your shoe, the classic example, in the shower, classic example, is because these are things that you don't need mental energy for. Like, you've got them. You know them already. So if you've lost your thought, to use your parlance, go for a jog.
Yep.
You know how to run, hopefully. So, you know, just go for a jog, and you'll start bubbling things. Your things will start bubbling up. All of your stresses, all of your like joys, all of your like the things that you focus on will come up. And once you've expressed all those mentally, once you've like addressed them all mentally, you know, you'll have different types of insights. You'll start cross-connecting things.
That's right. Unique to the shower or the bath. It is one of the only moments that is built into our routine. Okay, it's built into our routine. We shower almost every day. Okay, mm-hmm. It's built into our routine. Mm-hmm. We don't run every day. It's a harder routine to add.
Right.
You're
absolutely right.
Yep.
But I think like the active ingredient there is isolation.
It is isolation.
And habit, like rote.
Yep. Habit, rote, isolation. And in the shower, we don't have gadgets, internet.
Right.
Family, peers, or pets fighting for our attention. In the shower, you are still contemplative with yourself. You have, by accident, built in time to think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So imagine if you had more time to think and reflect. How many more problems could you find solutions to, and how many different and brilliant ideas could you uncover?
Oh yeah, I mean, this is why like purposeful meditation is so important.
Yep. And the reason that I'm talking about this and I'm passionate about it is that it's so easy to get distracted by media, by everything that saturates our lives.
Mm-hmm.
TV, we're going to work, periscoping, tweeting, Snapchatting, reading the latest news, etc. Our mind goes from moment to moment to moment. And it takes practice and discipline to slow down, push all that away, isolate yourself, and give yourself time to think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Travis and I are going to get out of your way and give you the time you need to think. Reflect on how are you going to start your school or work day. Reflect on how your day ended. Reflect on what you can start doing, continue doing, and stop doing immediately. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the next few thoughtful minutes.